On Robin Hood Radio, we get a chance to talk a little bit about the AFS program, which is at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. And yes, folks, it's been around long enough, so it was there when I was actually there decades and decades and decades ago. Right now, we have Vance Cannon and Andrea Downs, who are going to be joining us first. Vance is basically the AFS presence in school. And Andrea, well, she is the area team for all of Connecticut. And we'll get to that in just a second. But Vance, first of all, seeing as you are the AFS presence in school, I guess you can pass along, as someone within the school, what's so important to you and I think other teachers and other students about the AFS program in the school itself.
Well, AFS is really part of Housatonic's tradition. We've had it. Dr. Stoddard introduced it in its second year here. So it's been part of Housatonic's fabric since 1952, I think it is. And, you know, we're up here in the northwest corner, and especially back then, students did not get out of their areas. We actually had a keynote speaker when we rededicated the school in 2014, who talked about the fact that he lived in North Canaan and he'd been to Falls Village in Salisbury, but no place else in the region because there were no highways. And so it's a way for students here to find out that there's a world out there. And so having students come here and be here with us for a whole year opens up our experiences and our students' experiences a great deal. And then having the opportunity for kids to go and travel and have experiences abroad obviously makes their lives potentially better. So it's a winner all the way around. So we pretty much always have two students pretty much every year from abroad be here in school. And often we go above and beyond that because Andrea finds extras that we take in.
You know what's interesting about this, and to hear you explain it, I don't think people realize, they always realize the importance to the students that exchange either from Housatonic to a foreign country or a foreign country here to Housatonic, but they don't understand the impact on the students of the school, the teachers at the school, and I think the residents of the communities that meet these students when they come into the area.
I agree. And yeah, the students that we have now in the modern era, we always go to the Exchange Club in Canaan every year. It's one of their, they tell us it's one of their favorite meetings where the students from abroad come and talk about their countries and talk about their experiences here visiting student Housatonic. They've been here by then for quite a while because it always happens in the spring. And so people in the community get to speak with them and hear about their experiences also. They also generally do one at the Falls Village Congregational Church. But there are other times when they speak out. We have a Turkish student here this year, and she just did presentations at the Kellogg School last week. So, yeah, the idea is to try and get them out into the community where they can make contact and learn from the people that they meet.
All right, now, Andrea, we're going to switch it over to you here for a second. Even though you're the area team person, you're kind of like the guy that bought Gillette. You like the program so much, you became an area team leader. Because I know, and I know for a fact, how many AFS students have you hosted as a family?
Our family has between both short and long stay students. We've had 23 students at our house. Over the last 10 years.
That's just a spectacularly amazing and terrific. And over those 20 some years, did it get easier each year, or was it the same? It had to be a little hectic every once in a while.
Well, I think the first time we were a little bit nervous about it and we didn't really know what to expect. Now, that we've been doing this for a while, we kind of have the drill down, so we do know what to expect, but every student really brings a very different experience to us because they come from different cultures, they come from different socioeconomic backgrounds. Some students are scholarship students and they worked really hard to get here. Other students are part of our core program, and exchange is really a part of a culture in their own communities, and so it's something that they really looked forward to. Or it could be part of a family tradition. Some of these families, it's been grandparents, parents, and siblings, and now, you know, we sometimes get like the fourth student in a family. So it's different every time, but every time it's really pretty special.
All right, and now as an area team, what area team? What is this again?
So our team is the Southern New England team, and we commit to hosting 23 students every year, and this past year we sent 12 students abroad. And so we are responsible for helping these students and families with having a successful program over the school year. Our team this year is hosting students from 17 different countries. Six of them are scholarship students, which AFS has a number of scholarship programs. One of them is the YES program, and that is the Kennedy Luger Youth Exchange, and that is a exchange with cultures that are primarily Muslim countries. We also have the FLEX program, which is a program of students that come from the former USSR, and our original scholarship program is the CBYX, which is between us and Germany, because that was the first country that the exchange took place with.
All right. Now, I know there's a couple of students there right now. I know someone is standing by to come on with us. Molly Menage is from Falls Village. Hello. Welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about, I've spoken to the adults in the room, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now let's get some perspective from you as a student about your feelings about AFS. First of all, what got you interested in AFS? And then you can just lead into what it's like being in the AFS program.
So I'm actually good family friends with Andrea Downs, and so I've been around her and all of the exchange students that she's hosted in her lifetime. So that's kind of what got me interested in the program. And as far as being a part of AFS goes, it's been a really great experience for me to sort of broaden my horizons farther than, you know, the northwest corner of Connecticut and learn about the culture in New Zealand specifically. It's been a great experience.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about what you experienced and what you learned in New Zealand. What was the most important thing you took back when you got back from New Zealand?
Yeah, so my program was based specifically on the environment and sustainable living. So I think that was definitely the biggest takeaway that I sort of learned, especially because it's so different over there than in the United States. So being able to take back, you know, different ideas and concepts on that subject was definitely the biggest thing for me.
Did the size of the country, did that surprise you at all, being in the United States, where, of course, you know, there's 50 different states, was that easy to get used to? And we're dealing with other students and residents. How easy was that for you?
Well, the size was definitely a big shock, because I think they definitely have a bigger sense of community there, just because it's a lot smaller than the United States, obviously. And as far as, you know, socializing with other people in the country, I mean, the culture there is just great. You know, all the people are so friendly and so, you know, open to talk about their culture and how it differs and all of that. So, yeah.
Is it going to affect your experiences in AFS? Is it going to affect how you want to travel once you become an adult? And will that affect your travels wherever you go?
Yeah, definitely. I've always been, you know, interested in traveling before. You know, my family and I have gone on trips together, but going alone this time definitely opened my eyes and, you know, made me see that traveling can definitely change your life in so many ways. And so definitely I'll continue to travel, of course.
And you're blending in with your host family wasn't any problem at all?
No, they were lovely, lovely people. We've been staying in touch. They had two younger girls in the family, and they were awesome. So I really couldn't have had a better host family, definitely.
All right. I always ask this of all the AFS students that I speak to. What about getting used to the difference in food?
Well, the food wasn't too different there, just because it's, you know, not too much of a difference in the cultures. But, I mean, I loved it. There were definitely some, you know, things that I haven't tried before, but I can't complain about anything that I had there, definitely.
All right, Molly, thank you for talking with us. Can we speak to Kale Bloom next? Hey, Kale, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. And Kale, now, where was your experience with AFS?
So I went to the United States last year, exactly to the same school.
Yep.
With my school for a 3-week exchange. And I met a lot of people that I really liked, so I decided to come back. And I actually met a host family that I, like, we had, like, a great connection. So I asked them if it's okay if I can come back for my exchange year. And they said yes, which I was really happy about. So I looked at organizations where you can do, like, an exchange year, where you already have, like, a direct placement. Mm-hmm. So I already had my family. And I saw that AFS offers that kind of, like, you know what I mean? So I asked AFS, and that's, like, how I knew AFS.
All right. And has your experience at AFS turned out any different than you expected? And what did you expect when you got involved?
It's definitely different because I met a lot of people from different cultures, from Turkey or from, I don't know, like from different places around the world. So I learned not just the culture of the United States. I learned a lot of cultures, and that's what AFS is great for. It's not just you learn something about the country you go to. It's also you learn a lot about different countries and you meet a lot of people, and yeah, it's a great experience. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, seeing as you're experiencing different cultures, mm-hmm. and different countries. I mean, students with social media are very involved now, and I was just wondering, does this affect the way you look at other countries when you hear news from other countries? Do you look at it differently now, and do you try to look at it in the vein of maybe being from that country?
Yeah, I would say so. But I think I already did that before. Because where I live in Germany, Hamburg, there's a lot of different cultures, and I have friends from different places. And so I always try to, like, look at not just what I just see on the news. I try to look behind it, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. Well, enjoy your year. Kale, thanks for joining
us. Thank you.
So, Andrea, it's interesting talking to the to both students how the program impacts them not only personally and their interrelationships with other students, other adults, but the question that really amazed me is I think it broadens the scope. So when they get involved in world affairs, which it's a small world now and it's a necessity, I think AFS really helps that along, not only to the host countries, but to the traveling country students as well.
It does. It definitely changes the lens in which you look at the rest of the world. Because when you meet people who come from these different countries, it's a lot more difficult to make a snap judgment about their culture or their country or their government. So that's one of the reasons it's so important for us to have these cultural exchanges going in both directions.
Well, I thank you for introducing us to the students. I think we should make this a regular affair because I think more people should understand about we live in a small world because of the internet and because of social media. And I think it's more important than ever where people understand that Housatonic really has been a leader in AFS. Like I said, I'm 67 years old, and so the Housatonic chapter of AFS has been around the exact same number of years I've been alive. And I just think it's an outstanding program, and I love the commitment that volunteers give to make and the school itself.
Hey, Marshall.
Yep.
While you're on the subject, I'd like to put in a plug for the chapter.
Okay.
Because these trips are not inexpensive.
No.
And but there are scholarships available from AFS USA, but also our chapter, we raise money so that we can help kids realize this, and we find other sources also for them to help to pay for these trips. So one of the things we like to do here at Housatonic is make sure that the kids understand that if they want to do one of these trips, if they've got the guts to give it a shot, we can find a way to make it affordable.
And how can people, so then it begs the next question, how can people donate to the local Housatonic chapter of AFS?
You would send a check made out to Falls Village AFS to me here at the high school, and that's 246 Warren Turnpike in Falls Village. And my name is Vance Cannon. If you just put CO or AFS CO Housatonic, it'll come to me. We also offer funding through the 21st Century Fund that Jack Mahoney started a few years back. They give money for travel also. So there are sources for funding available.
All right, Andrea and Vance, thanks for taking a few minutes and also the students out of a busy school day to join us.
Well, thank you very much for having us. And if anyone wants to know more about the programming, I am happy to speak to them either as a host family or a sending family. I don't know. I can give my email if that's appropriate.
Absolutely.
And okay, so I am A Downs, D-O-W-N-S, AFS at Comcast.net. And we are always looking for additional host families and looking for students to send abroad. And this is nationwide. So, you know, the entire catchment area that your listeners are listening from, I could help them and lead them in the right direction if they wanted to be part of the program.
All right. Thank you all for joining us, and have a great day.
Okay. Thank you, Marshall.